To Mrs. Caparo La Scola from Termini Imerisi Palermo in Volontate Dei. Most esteemed and blessed daughter in the divine volition, here I am to make you content. I believe that the Queen of Heaven and the great King of Sorrows will reward you for your great goodness and charity, and will be generous to you with celestial favors, as you interest yourself so much in promoting his passion and that which regards his divine will. Greater love cannot be given to the Lord. Now let's come to us. You say you have many crosses. Good sign, my daughter. Crosses are divine jealousies and little coins that our Lord gives us. His jealousy is the great love he has in making us saints. He takes everyone away from us, and he himself, God, maker and martyr, with little crosses and with his own hands, works our souls and makes of them his images. What love for us, as we can say, through little and large crosses, I am similar to my dear Jesus. But do you want to know why you feel the weight of your miseries? Because many times you do not try to be together with Jesus and to convince yourself that he is already with you, and you do not unite the pains of Jesus with yours. Before the pains of Jesus, yours lose hardness, empty themselves of their weight, become small, and almost smile, because they love to adorn our souls with the same ornaments as those with which we see Jesus being adorned. What pleasure, what joy to be able to say, you have suffered for me and I for you. Together with Jesus, pains change their look, miseries disappear, and from pains, miseries, and weaknesses, the most beautiful conquests, celestial riches, and the strength of God arise, and the very angels and saints envy our lot. Therefore, my daughter, here is the secret to becoming a saint. Be together with Jesus, never deny him anything, and in everything you do, even in necessary things of life, in the pains you suffer, in the prayers you say, in the work, in the food, in the sleep, say to him from the heart, Jesus, I want to do always your will. In this way, you will always keep the fiat on your lips, in your mind, and in your heart. If you do this, you will form the joy of the heart of Jesus, and he will not be able to deny you anything, not even the sanctity of your children. It seems that you are very much concerned for them. Do not fear. Place them in the hands of Jesus and on the lap of the Celestial Mama. Advise them to read often the book of the Queen of Heaven and the Kingdom of the Divine Will, and you will see the great things the Lord will do with them. I finish by recommending that you never lose peace. Be careful not ever to be disturbed, not even for your miseries, and not even for the illness of your husband. Let us adore the judgments of God, just and holy, who disposes everything for our good and to make us holy. I commend myself to your prayers, and from the heart I will do it for you and for all those who buy the book, so that all may become saints. I leave you in the sea of the divine volition, and with 1,000 regards I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, November 25th, 1934. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. Now I feel like by reading Adam, we understand what he possessed before the fall, how happy he was before the fall, how he was created in that unity, then how he lost everything. And by reading Luisa Picaretta here, basically we can say, oh, this is the way then to go back. Luisa Picaretta is telling us the importance of the suffering to unite ourselves with the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, all the crosses that we encounter, that we have to be adorned with the same, in the same way as Jesus was, with the passion. And even the smallest thing, all those ornaments with, well, she calls them ornaments, but you know, all the wounds of our Lord Jesus, and to unite really everything that we go through. So for us, may become an ornament or ornaments when we appear to the Lord. All that we go through in life, the miseries, the pain, the suffering, the joy, everything, to unite that with our Lord. And there is a formula there that Luisa Picaretta says, and that's very important, because that's basically living in the divine will. That's a way to live. That's the practicality of the divine will. That we want to do everything with Jesus. It says, we should be doing everything in union with Jesus, all our sufferings, our prayers, that we may say, as we work, as we take food, as we sleep, everything that we do is to express, to have that intention that we want to be always united with Jesus. And she finds out this is because we don't do this, that's why we experience misery, all these miseries, all these difficulties. And let me rephrase it. Because we don't unite ourselves to the will of God, then all that we experience in this life, they become miseries for us. Because even if we go through difficult things, pain and suffering, and we are united and we are convinced, as Luisa Picaretta says, that he is with you already. He's already operating in you. If you are not convinced, then it becomes heavy. It becomes a burden. But if you are convinced that, yes, he operates in this way, then even suffering, everything that we go through is able to, for us to sanctify us, and then we will be able to remain in that peace. But Luisa Picaretta identifies it very clear here. You experience all this weight of your miseries, that I guess the word, the correct word is the weight. We experience that heaviness because we are not in that union. But if we allow ourselves to be in that union to the divine will to operate in us, then we will not feel the heaviness. We will experience peace in everything. I think that here there is something important, very important, that many of the people, they ask about their children. How can I pray for my children? How can I bring this to them? You know, I want them to be converted and all of that. And Luisa Picaretta, she gives a very practical example here. She gives you the formula how to unite with Jesus. Jesus, I want to do always your will. And he says, if you do this, you will form the joy of the heart of Jesus, and he will not be able to deny you anything, not even the sanctity of your children. So for all of you mothers who worry about your children, parents, as the Book of Heaven, Volume 20 says, This is the means through which the Lord wants to bring all this together for us. So let's finish with that. Let us ask our Lord Jesus that through his Holy Spirit, we may learn to live in this way. That through the maternal hands of Mary, our mother, we may receive the gift of possessing his will operating in us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blessing of my Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Father.